In Skagway, an impasse with White Pass over the waterfront lease. And in Haines, a cruise ship season preview and borough manager update. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The municipality of Skagway is still working to figure out how much White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad should pay to lease its waterfront land. Every 5 years, the lease rate is adjusted based on the appraised value of the property. But two appraisals solicited by the municipality last year calculated dramatically different values for the waterfront. Now the municipality is considering whether to solicit a third appraisal. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
Horan and Company's most recent appraisal of Skagway's waterfront listed its value at $2.2 million. But a review of the appraisal by Integra Realty Resources found that Horan & Co. undervalued the land. Integra carried out its own appraisal, which listed the waterfront's value at $14.7 million. At a meeting Thursday, Vice Mayor Tim Cochran said that the assembly had reached a stalemate.
We're at an impasse with the appraisals. The Horan appraisal was never adopted, and the Integra was not adopted. Where do we go forward?
While the Horan appraisal would increase White Pass's rent to $132,000 a year, the Integra appraisal would increase the lease rate to $882,000. White Pass is currently paying about $127,000 a year. Horan & Co. appraised the waterfront based on the value of the land as it existed in 1968. Integra included the value added by improvements made to the property since the lease began. White Pass has defended the original Horan appraisal, saying that it uses methods consistent with the past 50 years of lease rate adjustments. But some assembly members think that the lease rate is far too low. In a letter to White Pass, the municipality of Skagway suggested that a third appraisal be carried out by a mutually agreed-upon appraiser to resolve the disagreement. In his response back, White Pass President Bob Berto repeated his request that the assembly adopt the original Horan appraisal instead. According to Assemblyman Steve Burnham, the municipality can only adopt an appraisal carried out within the last 6 months. Both the Horan and Integra appraisals were completed over 6 months ago. Assemblymen Dave Brenna and Jay Burnham suggested that the municipality order an updated appraisal from Integra for the assembly to reconsider. The assembly voted to postpone a decision on whether or not to update the Integra appraisal until the next assembly meeting. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Haines is expecting an uptick in cruise ship traffic this year. Tourism Director Carol Ann Wooten says there will be about 10,000 more passengers this year over last year.
I think it is a good milestone, and it's exciting to see the interest in porting in Haines. I think that we are definitely at a place where we're going to start seeing a return of our investment, and I like that. That's great.
She says by return on investment, she means the effort that's gone into attracting cruise ships to Haines over the last couple years. This season, she expects nearly 65,000 passengers and just under 30,000 crew. Haines instituted a 3-year 50% docking fee reduction in 2017. That reduction is in effect through the end of this calendar year. Wooten says she thinks it's played a role in attracting ships to the port. She says Haines also offers an experience unlike other ports. It's a small community that has access to natural beauty. That unique experience is what's attracting smaller boutique cruise lines like UnCruise. UnCruise's ship Wilderness Adventurer will be the first and last to dock in Haines this season. They're promoting an earlier season, so ships will begin to arrive in Haines in late April and run through the end of September. This year, Wooten will be part of a sustainable tourism working group. The group does not yet have a name, but they do have a goal, a sustainability plan for Haines tourism over the next 5 years.
I think it's all about what the community, finding out what the community wants. And then also, how do we handle when you have a large influx of people? How do you move those people around in your community so that it helps to minimize negative impacts for the community? Because obviously, if our guests have our community's happy, our guests will have a great experience as well. And so I think that's really important.
She wants to figure out how to maintain a vibrant tourism economy that's also responsive to community concerns. Part of that is managing moving visitors through the community, Another is managing bandwidth. Cruise ship passengers and community members sometimes vie for internet access. It's been a challenge in the past.
Interestingly enough, the cruise ships charge quite a bit of money for people to use their Wi-Fi and their internet on the ship. So oftentimes, as soon as they hit port, people are immediately looking for Wi-Fi access, which in a community like Haines, that's can be a little stressful on the rest of us who live and die by internet here too.
But she says these are good problems to have. The influx of people craving services is an opportunity for the economy. The Portage Cove Dock will operate this summer for the first time in a decade. The Chilkoot Indian Association bought the dock in February of last year from Clukwan Inc. It will receive some smaller cruise ships beginning in late April. The Haynesboro Police Department is initiating a program to put trained volunteer officers into service alongside full-time paid policemen. The program is among several items on the agenda for Tuesday's Borough Assembly meeting. KHNS's Henry Leisha spoke with Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel to learn more about the Auxiliary Officer Program and how it will work.
The department developed a complete program. We vetted it through our attorney. We vetted it through our insurance agency to make sure that we weren't just, you know, putting badges on anybody that wanted to go, you know, galloping down the street as a police officer. It has been funded by a grant. The funding goes just for equipment and supplies. And we anticipate that after we get those supplies in place, that the auxiliary program is not an ongoing cost.
Is there going to be any more training, or do you already have the people that you would need for this program?
There will be training, but it's not the formalized training of going to Sitka to the police academy. That's not what this is about.
And then in what kinds of situations would these people be called in to serve?
Mostly during events. I think that this is one of the things that most of us who just enjoy events are really unaware that our first responders, i.e. our police departments, our firemen, our EMTs, and all the rest of that, are, you know, called in for duty constantly.
That was Haynesboro Manager Deborah Schnabel in conversation with Henry. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.